Good morning, John.
Good morning, Brian.
We're heading right into the middle of winter. So in the month of
We are.
July, what kind of gardening activity should people get involved in?
Well, first of all, can I offer a couple of sort of warnings about things to be aware of in during this winter period? It's important for people who grow plants in pots to regularly check moisture level. Overwatering and underwatering are the main causes of death of plants in pots. And in the winter, we often assume that the plants in pots stay moist, particularly if there's rain around, then we don't need to water them. This can be a trap. So, particularly at times when there's lots of wind around, pots do dry out. So, check your pots for moisture levels at least once a week and give your plants a light watering just to make sure that they're moist so they don't suddenly turn up their toes on you. So that's the first warning. During this period, generally in your garden, this is a good time to be spreading mulch ready for summer, and mulch obviously keeps down weeds. So, if you're able to get out in the cold and spread some sugarcane mulch or pea straw, they're the kinds of things that we ought to be doing in our garden in general terms.
Are there any items that we sow or deal with? Maybe rhubarb, do you split it now or do you wait a little longer?
Yes, you can split rhubarb now or any of those kinds of plants. I mean, at this time of the year in the vegetable garden, carrots and beetroots and parsnips, and of course we mentioned broad beans last month, but those three in particular can be planted out. Peas and things like broccoli and kale, if you're into that kind of green material, yeah, they can be planted. And it's also the time to be planting plants or seeds for flowers for summer. You can plant your seeds in little pots ready to grow on for summer. Place them in, a warm position or inside a window where they get plenty of sun. Things like asters, chrysanthemums, cinerarias, cornflowers, foxgloves, zinnias, all of those sorts of colourful plants that you might want to begin have flowering well in your garden in summertime. This is now the time to be planting the seeds and getting them ready. Poppies, of course, are another one. I mean, there's a difference of opinion as to whether you should be planting poppy seeds in pots or directly in the garden. I've done both, and this year I've got poppy seeds coming up already in pots, and I'm growing those ready to be put out as soon as the weather warms up a little bit, and hopefully, they'll grow ready for the summer flowering.
There's been a little bit of frost to date in the last couple of weeks. Is that a problem that we need to deal with now in any way?
Probably not. I mean, we've seen a couple of reasonably heavy bursts of frost, but usually our gardens survive the frosty weather fairly easily. New plants planted out in an area where they're going to get frost is always dangerous. So you probably should leave your transplanting until when you think the frost has passed. Gardeners do that with their tomato plants. They take the risk and plant early and hope they don't get frost. And if they don't, then they may get their tomatoes producing before Christmas, which is always a challenge for Tasmanian gardeners.
John, are there any places people can visit in the month of July?
It's probably too early to begin visiting gardens. I noticed that all the garden clubs have events scheduled for September, probably is the earliest. September, October, November, that really is a result of gardens are not looking their best until the spring is well upon us.
So we're kind of ticking over until spring, really, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
Good to talk.
Good to talk to you.